adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, One Eye Jake. In the old Southwest, with its shifting population, its great spaces, and its usually insufficient law enforcement agencies, bandits were numerous and usually stupid. Sooner or later, they were caught and made to pay the penalty of their crimes. Others, not so stupid, remained at large a little longer to rob and plunder and kill. One of these was John Hills, rancher, who lived just outside of the town of Morrison. As our story opens in a room of his ranch house, Hills is talking to his henchman, Les Drigo, while he surveys him critically.
Yes, yes, you'll do, Les. Boots, chaps, shirt, neckerchief, hat, all duplicates of mine. You and I are about the same size, too. Put this black patch over your right eye and your costume will be complete.
When a man's got two good eyes, boss, I don't see much point in covering one of them up.
Do as I say and don't argue. One thing I hate is argument. Here, I'll fix that patch for you. Yeah, there. Yeah, it's perfect. Just remember to put a kerchief over the lower part of your face.
You want me to hold up the eastbound stage, huh, John?
Yes, yes. The stage will be carrying a small shipment of gold. Not much, but enough. Yeah, I think you're ready to try your hand at holding up a stage, Les. That is, if you've absorbed all my instructions over the past 3 months.
I figure I have.
All right, very well. Let's get out on the porch.
I still can't understand why you take these chances, boss. You got plenty of money.
What you don't understand won't hurt you less. However, I'll explain. As some men take their pleasure and relaxation winning at cards, so I find my pleasure and relaxation in making a fool of the law.
Wait a minute, John. What are you doing with that gun?
Just going to keep my hand in while we talk. Here, I'll put this patch over my eye. Yeah. Now, see that small rock out by the corral?
Yeah, I see it. What'd you turn it around for?
And so I can swing fast, draw and fire 3 times before anyone else could get a gun out of the holster. Now, watch.
By thunder, John. That rock jumped like a jackrabbit.
Yeah, you've got to be fast in this game, Les. Fast and have a good sense of humor. To stage a hold-up and then sit back and watch the law scratch its head and then rush wildly around looking for someone called One-Eyed Jake affords me much amusement, Les.
So you make them think there's two One-Eyed Jakes?
Ah, no, not at all. The law cannot think less. When it hears of a bank robbery over in Cactus Flats and simultaneously of a general store holdup in Windy Canyon, both by One-Eyed Jake, the law becomes confused. Ah, I see the dust from those riders is nearing. They'll pass here in about half an hour.
I'd just as soon hold them up and let you do the stage job, boss.
I'm giving the orders around here. Do as you're told. Now, two more things. First, be sure and get that gold. After all, there is an economic side to this, and every little bit helps.
I'll get it.
And second, be sure they know that you are One-Eyed Jake. I know. On your way.
Pancho knows, Cisco. Pancho knows all about it.
You know all about what, Pancho?
Pancho knows. Cisco get him. Cisco always get him.
What are you talking about, amigo?
That old bandido. What is his name now? One Long Jackson.
Oh, you mean the bandido One-Eyed Jake.
Si, One-Eyed Jake. And Pancho hears Cisco talk with the senor from the town of Morrison. And Pancho hear the senor talk about one-eyed Jake.
Si.
And Pancho think the sheriff of the town of Morrison sent for Cisco, no?
No, Pancho, the sheriff did not send for me. Huh? Just by chance, I met the senor you mentioned in the cafe at Adobe City.
Just by chance, huh?
And after we had talked about our mutual friend, Senor Link Webster, the stage driver who lives in Morrison, the senor told me about the mysterious bandito, one-eyed Jake.
What does it mean, mysterious? What does it mean? Well,
in this case, Pancho, it means that nobody quite knows what to make of him because he seems to be in more than one place at once.
He's a ghost bandito, Cisco, no?
No. He's not a ghost bandito. There is no such thing, Chico. He's a flesh and blood bandito who has the people of Morrison very frightened.
Pancho knows, Cisco. Pancho knows all about it.
Now, look, Pancho, you said that before.
Pancho, say it again. Cisco not want to have people frightened. So Cisco come to the town of Morrison to catch this bandito in all the at-once places he at. So people's not be frightening. Phew. Long talk for Pancho.
Well, we will see what we will see, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, see a nice ranch house over there, Cisco.
Very nice ranch house, amigo. Huh? As soon as we pass by these big boulders, we can get a better look at it. Easy, Dallas. There you go.
Your horse is whinnying at me.
Back, Cisco. Back, what?
Stop. Stop where you are. Lift your hands.
Oh, there,
keep your hands up. I'll be forced to kill you both.
Cisco, he got the patch over one eye.
See, Pancho. What do you want with us, hombre?
Well, it was to be a holdup, but I heard you call Cisco. Does that mean the Cisco Kid?
See, that is what it means.
Well, in that event, I must extend the courtesies of the profession to you, Cisco. You and Pancho, is it? You and Pancho are at liberty to ride on.
Un momento, hombre. I would like to have you explain that phrase, the courtesies of the profession.
Let us say, honor among thieves.
Why, you coyote, I will not have
any... Careful, Cisco. One wrong move and I'll fire instantly. And I have this boulder for protection.
Pancho, I want Cisco to take the chance.
I'm not going to take a chance, Pancho. I'm not that foolish against these buzzards' guns.
One-Eyed Jake doesn't like to be called a buzzard, Cisco. Ride on, or I may decide to kill you after all.
Very well, we will ride on. But we are going to meet again, hombre, and soon. Come, Pancho. Up the other.
Go, bro. Go now. Go now.
I told you you'd better ride inside the coach, daughter. Dust up here in the driver's seat's pretty bad.
Just the same, Dad, I'd rather ride up here with you. After all, when a girl's been in school in the East and hasn't seen her father for 3 years, she likes to be with him.
I like having you with me, Violet. You better pull that kerchief up over your mouth and nose. That'll help some against the dust.
All right. Makes me feel like a hold-up man, though.
Well, don't tempt the fates, daughter. We're most in with this box of gold, and I'm hoping to get it through.
You will, of course. Link Webster always does.
Yeah, there's always a first time. And a pretty bad hombre's been operating around here lately. Bandit called One-Eyed Jake.
Oh, well, let's not talk about him, Dad. He's not going to bother us. Let's talk about what you'd like to have me cook for your supper when we get home.
Well, most anything would taste good. Hey, did they teach you to cook back there in that school?
Anything you can mention.
Well...
And don't mention ham and eggs.
Hey, you know, I was just about to.
All right, Dad. If you want ham and eggs, you certainly can have them. Oh, good heavens. Dad, look.
Hold them horses.
That's One-Eyed Jake.
And throw out the box.
What box?
Come on. The box of gold you got up there in the booth. One-Eyed Jake wants it.
All right, then.
Dad, be careful. Don't.
I'll throw down a couple of bullets.
You devil! You shot my father!
Oh, you fool! Grab them reins, man. Them horses are going to break.
I hope they do. I hope they run you down.
Throw down that box of gold, quick.
I will not, you beast. Come on, giddy up, beast.
Senor Link Webster, he bad wounded, Cisco?
That is what we are going to find out, Pancho.
Huh?
All I know is what we were told in the cafe while we were having our supper.
Si, bandito, shoot down Senor Webster.
Si, in an attempted holdup. That Senorita Webster brought in the station the gold.
Huh?
Everybody is talking about it. Whatever.
Ho, loco. The Senor Webster's house, Cisco, no?
Si, Pancho. Down, we'll go to the door and ask about the señor.
Huh? Pancho, I hope Señor Webster not a dead one.
I hope not either. Well, someone is coming.
Who are you? What do you want?
We have the right house, Señor Sheriff. We are looking for Señor Webster's house.
Yeah, this is Link's house.
We came to express our sympathy and to ask after Señor Webster.
Well, who are you?
I am the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Cisco Kid, huh? Violet, know these hombres?
Yes. Yes, it's all right, Sheriff. Oh, Cisco, I'm glad to see you again.
Gracias, señorita.
And you, Pancho?
Gracias, señorita.
Come in. Sit down.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Oh, you look just the same as you did 3 years ago.
Pancho father, no?
Oh, I wouldn't say so, Pancho.
You have changed, señorita, from a pretty young girl into a beautiful young woman.
Thank you, Cisco. I don't feel very beautiful right now. Oh, excuse me. This is Sheriff Dawson, Cisco, and Pancho.
Glad to meet you.
Didn't mean to act too suspicious of you at the door, Cisco, but what with this one-eyed Jake cutting up capers all over the place, man don't know who to be suspicious of.
I understand, Señor Sheriff. He's quite all right. I want to talk with you about that bandido after I ask the señorita about her father.
Well, he was quite seriously wounded, Cisco, but the doctor says he's going to live.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
And Pancho, glad to hear it too, señorita.
He's asleep now. The doctor gave him something, but tomorrow perhaps you can see him.
There is no hurry about that, señorita. We are going to be here in Morrison for some time, if necessary. It's enough now to know that your father is going to recover.
Hey, Cisco murdered that bandido. That bandido called Cisco the birds flock together with one feather, no?
Birds of a feather flock together, Pancho.
Oh, si. Birds with one feather. Cisco catch that bird.
What we mean to say, Pancho, is that we will offer the sheriff our help if he wishes it.
Well, I sure do, Cisco. But do I understand from what Pancho just said that you've talked with One Eye?
He stopped us about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Where, Cisco?
Out by that big ranch house south of town.
4 o'clock?
See, just about four.
But that's the time he held us up. At least 5 miles away from that ranch.
Si, señorita. He was wearing a gray sombrero, brown shirt with black neckerchief. He had a black patch over his right eye.
Well, that's the man. But he couldn't have been in both places at the same time.
That's what we've been getting all along. I hear he's in one part of the county. I start for there, and somebody comes along telling me he's just been seen at the other end of the county. I just can't figure it out.
Neither can I at the moment, señor sheriff. But there is an answer. And Pancho and I will remain in town until we help you find that answer.
Oh, hola. Blasted luck.
Les?
Yeah. Had you, John?
I'm over here, by the corral. You're late, getting back.
Nearly 8 o'clock. You told me not to come back while it was light.
No matter. I understand you bungled your job.
I didn't get the gold. Them confounded horses bolted. But who told you that?
I've been in town, Les, listening. I'll give you one more chance. If you also bungle that, I'll kill you.
What, boss?
Be quiet. I'm talking. I'm riding into town again tonight. The Cisco kid there. He's going to die tonight.
Cisco?
Yeah. He and that peasant who always rides with him were the ones I stopped over by the big boulders.
Oh.
It amused me to let them go. Now, I wish I hadn't. Cisco's a dangerous man. He's fearless. He has brains. You are going to kill him, Les.
Me? I don't want no gunplay with him, John. Not with a Cisco kid.
There will be no gunplay, fool. You'll take a rifle and shoot him down from behind.
But where are you going to be, boss?
Establishing a most pleasant alibi. This afternoon, I saw Miss Violet Webster, Les. She's beautiful. So beautiful that tonight I'm going to call at her home to express my solicitude and cultivate her acquaintance.
But where am I going to find Cisco, John?
That is up to you. And this time, I don't want you to bungle the job.
Once again, Cisco is in stark danger of losing his life by an assassin's bullet. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, One-Eyed Jake. On his way to the town of Morrison to help capture the bandit One-Eyed Jake, Cisco was held up, then jocularly released by that same bandit. Arriving in Morrison, Cisco found out that his friend, Link Webster, stage driver, had been held up and seriously wounded by a man who called himself One-Eyed Jake. Comparing notes with Link's daughter, Violet, who brought in the stage, Cisco learned that the two holdups occurred 5 miles apart at exactly the same time. Now, at Link's home...
But, Cisco, that bandit couldn't have been in both places at once.
That is true, senorita. He could not.
Pancho, no.
You know what, Pancho?
Cisco not believe it, but Pancho know that bandido a ghost bandido.
Oh, Pancho, no.
Si, senorita.
I have told Pancho many times, senorita, that there is no such thing as a ghost, but he keeps on believing it. I have to get back to the facts. Since that could not have been one bandido, it must have been two.
But dressed just alike, Cisco. That couldn't be coincidence.
No, indeed. All these holdups and crimes are being planned by someone with imagination and also, I would say, a very strange sense of humor.
A man with intelligence.
Si, very much intelligence.
Yeah, ghost intelligence.
Pancho, no more about that ghost. We're going to look for a live hombre. Which reminds me, we had better go to the sheriff's office and talk with him some more.
Oh, but Cisco...
Si, senorita.
Oh, I know I'm being foolish, but I'm terribly nervous tonight, so...
You are not at all foolish to be nervous. If you wish, Pancho and I will remain here.
Oh, I wish you would. That terrible bandit may be right in this neighborhood. He may be watching our house this very minute.
I sure don't know where to find Cisco, John, but anyway, I'll leave you here.
Wait.
What is...
Hey, look. Look, Les. In through that window, Webster's house.
It's Cisco.
Perfect. Les, give me a chance to get in the house and exchange greetings. And the first chance you have for a good shot at Cisco, you take him out.
But shoot through the window.
Yeah, shoot through the window. There's nothing like being right on the spot to establish an alibi. Don't miss him, Les. Good evening, Miss Webster. You may not recall me, but
Of course I do. You're John Hills of the Bar H.
Yes. I'm flattered that you do remember him.
Won't you come in, Mr. Hills?
Yeah, thank you.
Do you know the Cisco Kid and Pancho?
No, I think not. I'm very glad to know both of you. I came to inquire after your father, Miss Webster.
You're very kind. Dad's quite a bit better this evening. He's awake now, so if you'd like to see him for just a moment...
Yes, I would like to express my sympathy in person.
Surely. This way, Mr. Hill. Excuse me, Cisco and Pancho.
Si, senorita.
Si, senorita. Cisco, that voice. Pancho heard that before somewhere.
I'm thinking the same thing, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
It is not always easy to place a voice, but it seems... Mother mia, that bullet just missed my head. Down the floor, Pancho, while I put out this light.
Santo, that last bullet hit you, Cisco.
No, it did not hit me, Pancho. Uh-huh. Now that the room is dark, we will have more chance.
What's the
shooting? Shut the door, senorita. There's a light in your father's room.
What is it?
Someone outside is doing the shooting, senorita.
I suggest we go and see who it is.
No, wait, Senor Hills. There is no need to take unnecessary chances. I'll go out the back door and circle the house.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'll go out the front door. I'm not afraid.
Wait, I told you. If you want to draw more of that fire and run the risk of a bullet striking Senorita Webster?
Pancho, hear the horse go, Cisco.
I think that is the coyote who's been shooting at us. Come, Pancho, we'll go see.
Si, Cisco.
Is it all right to light the lamp, Cisco?
Not just yet, senorita. Let's be sure first.
Hombre, not sure now, Cisco.
He's gone, Pancho. Now listen closely.
Pancho, listen.
The voice of Senor Hills is the voice of that bandito One-Eyed Jake. I'm certain of that now.
Si. Cisco, go grab One-Eyed.
No, Pancho.
No?
We have no proof against him.
Uh-huh.
Pancho, you will stay here with the senorita until he leaves.
What'd you do?
I'm going to ride out to his rancho, the Bar H. I'm going to search his room for evidence.
Cisco know where Bar H is?
Si, it's that big rancho we passed earlier today.
Oh.
The sheriff told me.
Uh-huh.
Now, Pancho.
Si?
When Senor Hills leaves, wait until he is out of the way.
Out of the way.
Then ride for the sheriff and bring him to the Bar H. You understand?
Si, I understand. But Pancho had to go with Cisco.
You must stay here and keep an eye on that bandido, Pancho.
Diablo!
Easy, boy.
Cisco say now you can put on the light, senorita.
Oh, did you find anyone out there, Pancho?
Not find no one, senorita.
Oh, I'll be glad when this terrible night's over.
Was that
Cisco, who just rode away?
Yes, si, senor, Cisco.
Where is he going?
Don't think maybe Cisco go for the sheriff, senor. Cisco not like to get shot at.
I don't blame him, heavens.
Sounded to me as if Cisco rode to the south.
Don't you not know south, north, east, west? Cisco ride everywhere.
Well, that's not the way to the sheriff. Why did he ride south?
Well, Mr. Hills, what's the matter? Cisco always knows what he's doing.
That's just the point. I beg your pardon for seeming agitated, Miss Webster. I'm very much concerned over that madman shooting into your house. I want him captured.
Si, senor. Cisco capture him.
Somehow, I don't think Cisco will capture him. Good night, Miss Webster. I must hurry.
Wait for me here, Diablo. The sheriff is born.
Who's there?
An old one who brings you a message from Senor Hills.
For the way that horse was pounded in here, you ain't so old. Walk over here to the house.
Si, senor.
And don't try no tricks, because I got a gun handy.
Why not try tricks, senor? Mine was too old for that.
All right, that's far enough. I want to get a look at you.
You are alone, senor?
Yeah, I'm alone, but don't...
That is all I want to know!
Take care of you for the time being, hombre. I'll have to go into the house. Find the room of that hombre Hills. Might be this room here. I'll take this lamp. I see. There's a furnished room, like the master room house here. Look in this closet first. Santa, the hombre has many clothes hanging here. I push on them aside. The brown shirt. Black neckerchief. That is not conclusive proof. Other hombres wear the same colors, no doubt. I try the bureau. Nothing in this bureau drawer. Try another one. Perhaps in this one. Santo, watches or rings and all kinds of plunder. And here is the patch he wore over his eye. It begins to look, Señor Hills, as if I...
As if what?
Oh, you're right here quickly, hombre. It looks as if you've been masquerading as One-Eyed Jake.
Well, it's not going to do you any good to know that, Cisco. You're as good as dead right now.
The gun in your hand would seem to indicate that, hombre.
Get your hands up.
See, I will, but...
Oh, Santo!
What's the matter?
It's a big tarantula on your boot.
A tarantula?
Perhaps I was mistaken. Put me out like a tarantula.
But not about what I'm going to do with you.
You trick me, will you?
See? And you've robbed and murdered people, hombre.
Not a gun.
Not a chance.
Either better a broken arm. Grab it.
Now we will see.
I swore I'd kill you, Cisco. And I will.
You fight with desperation, hombre. But that is not enough.
Get this way, Pancho.
Let's finish this fight, hombre.
Right now.
Cisco, you throw the hombre right into Pancho's arm.
Si, amigo.
And Pancho not want to hold him up. Pancho let him drop.
Just put the cuffs on another one lying outside the house, Cisco. Is he in on this, too?
I think he is, Sheriff. We'll question him later and see. But this hombre Hills is the brains of all this One-Eyed Jake business.
I'll just put the cuffs on him, too. You know, it's mighty hard to believe. John Hills was pretty well liked around here. His mind must have slipped.
That is possible, Sheriff. Or he may have been bored with life and sought his excitement in this manner. But one thing is certain. The smartest criminals are always caught, sooner or later. Well, Senorita, you will have nothing more to fear from One-Eyed Jake.
Well, it seems incredible, Cisco, that a man of his education would take a name like that.
Oh, it suited his own peculiar sense of humor, apparently. But let us talk no more of him. Your father is getting better fast. Let us think of that.
I do think of it, Cisco. And I'm thankful every single minute. If I could think of the words to thank
you... Please, Senorita, no. Pancho and I thank you for the supper you prepared for us this evening. It will help us greatly on our journey.
But will you remember it?
Indeed, we will remember it.
I don't want you to forget me, Cisco.
There's no danger of that, Senorita.
But perhaps you'll remember me a little longer if...
If what?
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco,
Si, Pancho.
When you teach Pancho some more, what do you call it, Cisco? Arithmetic? Arithmetic.
Well, right now is as good a time as any, amigo. Let us try a little subtraction.
What a subtraction?
Well, for example, Pancho, there are 11 sheep in the field.
11 sheep in the field.
And 6 sheep jump over the fence.
6 sheep jump over the fence.
How many sheep would there be left in the field?
No sheep, Cisco.
Oh, of course there would be some sheep left in the field, Pancho. Now, let me repeat the problem. 11 sheep are in a field.
11 sheep are in a field.
And 6 sheep jump over the fence.
And 6 sheep jump over the fence.
How many sheep would be left?
No sheep, Cisco.
Pancho, 6 from 11 is 5. There would be 5 sheep left. I know my arithmetic.
Yes, Cisco, you know your arithmetic, but you not know your sheep.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.